Okay, cool. So we're going to see Rashi. As I explained last time, the Gur Arye is Maral Sefer on the Torah, which is really a commentary on Rashi. There's a number of commentators on Rashi, because problems popping up in Rashi, and people want to know what exactly was bothering Rashi, and that kind of the classic question. And actually, it's not complete. I don't know where the other volumes are, but we have on the shelf here, they have a Mikros Gedolos with 11 Mefarshim on Rashi, including the Gur Arye. But others are like the Ramban and the Or HaChaim, some people that we've probably learned from. So we'll see this Rashi, and then what the Gur Arye says on that. Then there's a little bit of methodology, but he also has a broader point that's fascinating that we'll see. So in source one, just have the pasuk from this week's parsha. Ushmartem es matzos, ki be'etzem ha'yom hazeh hotzeisi es tzivuseichem me'eretz Mitzrayim, ushmartem es ha'yom hazeh ledoraseichem chukas olam. Right, you have to guard the matzos that they don't become, well, I shouldn't say it. Guard the matzos. We'll see what in the world that means. Because on this very day, I brought you out of Egypt. And you have to protect this day. It's a chok. It's an eternal statute or law. Right, so it's not entirely clear what Ushmartem es matzos means from the pasuk itself. It's pretty vague. So Rashi, in source 2, explains it. And this is all, he's basically paraphrasing a midrash, a halachic midrash from what's called the Mechilta. Mechilta is specific to Sefer Shmos, and it's midrash, halachic midrashim from the Tanaim. Sometimes you'll see it in the Gemara, it pops up as in the form of a Baraisa. But it gives two explanations, two possibilities for what this means. So, Ushmartem es matzos, shelo yavo lidei chimutz. So that's fairly. I was going to say that's intuitive, but maybe that's not intuitive. But that's a fair explanation, that you have to guard the matzah when you're making it so that it shouldn't become chametz. You have to make it within 18 minutes or whatever other number you're holding by. We hold 18 minutes, but there are other possibilities. And this is the basis of the teaching, which is in the third parak of the Mishnayos for Pesachim, that if you're kneading the dough and you see it rising, the person kneading the dough should polish it with cold water. You dip your hand in cold water and slather it on the dough, and that will halt the rising process. Right, so quite simply, it means guard the matzah from becoming chametz, because at that point it's no longer matzah. Now continuing Rashi, Rabbi Yoshia Omer, Alti kore es matzos. Don't read the pasuk as saying Ushmartem es matzos, ele es mitzvos. Don't understand it as referring to matzah, but all mitzvos. You have to guard and protect mitzvos. Kederich, which if we were to just stop there, I would think that means perform, you know, make sure you do them, perform them. But it's actually a little bit different than that. Kederich shein machmitzin es matzah, just as we don't want our matzah to become chametz and we guard it against becoming chametz, kach ein machmitzin es mitzvah. So too, you don't allow your mitzvah to quote unquote become chametz. Ele im bal liadcha ase osa miyad. Rather, if a mitzvah opportunity comes before you, you should do it immediately. So what exactly, before we go further, what does that mean exactly, that you don't want your mitzvah to become chametz, you know, in quotation marks? In the sense of missing it completely. Okay, so that, good, that could be, that's one possibility. Is there another possibility?
Maybe like doing mitzvah for like the wrong intentions. Like if you do them and they think like they're so amazing, but like they're not.
That could be another one. But I think more within the parameters of time. Because that's kind of the paradigm from matzah and chametz, that if you're not doing it in the right time frame, it doesn't work out. So one option was you just don't do the mitzvah at all. You miss the opportunity. Another possibility is that you do the mitzvah, but you delayed. You didn't do it immediately. It came to your hand, and it came to you, and you waited 5-10 minutes, whatever. You had other priorities. And so, actually, Rabbi Asher Weiss, he has a little sefer on klalei mitzvos, mitzvos Asher al klalei mitzvos, and he asked that question: what in the world are we describing here? Because you could explain it in either direction, either that you're just missing the mitzvah completely, or you're doing it. It just was delayed. And so the first option is what he explains, is what this means. And it's clear from a number of sources. I put in source 3 a Rashi, actually from the Gemara Yuma, on 33a, where the Gemara says there's a principle, Ein ma'avirin ala mitzvos. You do not pass up a mitzvah. If it comes, if you have the opportunity, you should do it. And Rashi there says, "Hapogeya b'mitzvah lo yavar nimena." If you encounter a mitzvah, don't pass it up. V'nafgalan, and this is Aramaic for "we derive this from." B'mechilta, in the mechilta, ushmartem is a mitzvos. Excuse me, a matzos. You should guard the matzos. Karibe is a mitzvos, and they reread it, re-understood it as, not as matzos but as mitzvos. Lo tamtin la shetach mitz v'tiyashen. Don't, or tiyashen, don't wait to the point where it's going to become chametz and become dated or aged. Which, I guess, truth be told, you could read end of Rashi as being, you did the mitzvah but just waited. But it's understood that ein ma'avirin ala mitzvos is, you didn't do it at all. You passed it up. Rashi is talking about don't skip the mitzvah. That's the fundamental understanding. Now, the next thing that we need to understand is what exactly was the problem? Why did Rabbi Yoshia say anything? Rashi could have just stopped after that first half. Just said "Ushmartem es hamatzos" means "Shelo yavo lidei chimutz mikan amu tafach tiltosh b'tzonein." The end. And same. It's really, he's just quoting the Midrash, so the Midrash could have just stopped there. Why do we have this second half? Okay, we're doing well on time, so let's see source 4. This is the Malbim. He's going to explain the idea of Shmira, but also why Rabbi Yoshia said anything, and then we'll see the Maharal. So he says, Shmira basically... Sayagim v'gedarim saviv la mitzvah. Shmira means you protect the mitzvah by setting up fences or parameters to ensure that its integrity is complete and untainted by anything around it. V'gufa davar, and fundamentally this means in mitzvahs shimor noheg b'matzos. Vim eino noheg rak b'matzah shel mitzvah. Nichalku agoonim akadmonim. Now, what exactly this idea of shmura matzah applies to is disputed in certainly in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim say only the matzah that you eat at the Seder on the first night needs to be shmura matzah. Everything else doesn't have to be shmura matzah. And others say all 7 days, everything has to be shmura matzah. And that's an important fact because in the next line, Vzei Gamken Pluksas Rabbi Yoshia. And this is, in fact, the explanation of Rabbi Yoshia's side of this dispute. So he's viewing those two opinions in the Midrash as arguing. Shehu Sevirle, because he holds, he feels, She'ein Tzarech Shima Rak B'Matzah Shel Mitzvah B'Shebelel Rishon. You only need Shmura Matzah on the first night. Balze Amar es hamatzos, how you're doing. It says hamatzos, so you have heya yadia there, it's specific matzah, and that can only mean on the first night. Matzah lomar, matzah's mitzvah. The only time that where you fully have a mitzvah, a full-fledged requirement to eat matzahs on the first night. You could go the rest of Pesach without eating matzah, and you wouldn't have necessarily done anything wrong. And since he only views Shmura Matzah as applying to that one moment, the actual mitzvah, he says that creates a pattern or a paradigm for all other mitzvahs. That just as I shouldn't let this matzah, this mitzvah, become chametz, so to all other mitzvahs should not become chametz. I shouldn't skip them. And that's exactly what Rashi brought in source 3. That's one understanding, that there's a fundamental dispute about it. Ushmartam is a matzos. Is that referring to all 7 days worth of matzah or just the first night? And then that in turn, if you hold this just the first night, like Rabbi Yoshia, that creates a pattern or a paradigm for all mitzvahs. The Maharal is a different approach. And then he'll expand to kind of this fundamental worldview about mitzvahs, which is a fascinating point. So now in the last source 5, it's really 3 basic chunks that I split up. In the first part, he explains what was bothering Chazal in the Midrash, was bothering the rabbis there, that they gave us this drasha about not letting mitzvos become chametz. So he says, Kolomar bevadai, this is to say that absolutely, for sure, Pashte dekra asa, shelo yachmitz etz matzah. So Pashte dekra asa is Aramaic, means pshuto shel mikra ba. The simple understanding of the verse comes shelo yachmitz etz matzah, to teach us that you shouldn't allow your matzah to become chametz. That's what it means. Da matzah ksiv, because the Torah wrote matzah. It didn't write mitzvos. It wrote matzos. It's just plain objective fact. Midahotzi b'dalashan, b'lishna b'shmartam is a matzos. However, the fact that it writes it the way that it writes it gives room for this drasha. Not just room, but kind of creates the impetus for this drasha. Havele limichtav tishmru machametz. The alternative that the Torah could have stated there, Hashem could have written, Tishmeru Mechametz, guard them that they don't become chametz. Why does it say guard the matzah? Mahi Ushmartim is a matzos? That alternative, what it actually wrote, can be understood in multiple different ways, and that's the point. That's why it wrote it like that. And Chazal were sensitive to that fact, and therefore had this alternative explanation, which, again, is not the simple understanding of the verse, but it is still a level of understanding of the verse. Ele ledrosh, de kashem she'in machmitzen es matzos. This phrasing was used, as opposed to the alternative tishmeru machametz, in order to allow the drasha of, just as we don't allow matzah to become chametz, kach ein machmitzen es mitzvos. So too, we don't delay on mitzvos. So he would view those two views as, he would understand rather those two views in the Midrash as not necessarily arguing, they're just talking about two different levels of understanding the verse. Fine, and now the second part here, he's going to ask really two fascinating questions. The first one is Imtomar my inyan ze laze shatole ha mitzvah ban matzah, which it's kind of a tricky way of saying the question, but basically, what do the two have to do with each other? What does it mean? You could phrase it this way: what does it mean that you're allowing a mitzvah to become chametz? That the language itself just doesn't line up at all, but conceptually also. Those two have, it doesn't work together. The time it is shayach b'matzah, lo shayach b'mitzvah, because the rationale that we're saying to guard matzah, that it doesn't become chametz, it's not applicable to other mitzvahs. So this general principle that you gave me doesn't really make sense. Furthermore, makal shechein, shadavar teima shirashi hevi midrash zeh tok pirusha. It's also bewildering that Rashi brought this midrash in his Pirusho, v'hu rechok me'od me'pshuto, because it is very distant from the simple understanding of the verse. In Rashi, already in, it might be Parshas Bereishis, I can't remember off the top of my head, states explicitly, I'm only coming to explain Shu'ut El Shem Mikra. I'm just coming to give you the simple understanding of the Midra, of the Pasuk, even though he doesn't always do that. Here, the Gaon is taking him at face value, that's his fundamental goal at the very least. And yet, here, this second half of Rashi is not at all in line with the simple understanding of the verse. So now he starts his answer. Yer devadai tam echad v'shneam. Rather, to fix the problem, we have to say that they are, in fact, based on the same rationale. And what is that rationale? Ki asra Torah chametz. Torah asur chametz. We can't have it on Pesach. V'asra gam kena ikuv ad shetavo lidei chametz. And it also does not allow delaying when we make matzah to the point where it becomes chametz. Shehari lohi speak lachmitz. That's presumably referring to when we actually left Egypt, that we didn't have the opportunity to allow the dough to rise. And so that is kind of the basis for this prohibition of chametz. Inyan zehayim mipnei. And this whole idea of the prohibition of chametz is because shenigla melech malcheyam lachim akadosh baruch hu. Hashem revealed himself in Egypt. V'lo hispik isas amlach mitz. And they didn't have time to allow their dough to rise. It was, he came and took them out in a flash. And since that's how it was done, Hashem revealed himself and took them out, there was no delay, there was no tearing. He did it that quickly. And that creates the pattern that the mitzvah needs to follow in turn. In spiritual things, that phrase, inyanim siklim, can mean different things to different authors, and I'm not 100% sure what it means for the Gaon Aryeh, but it generally means spiritual or ideas in thought or metaphysical ideas. But here he's referring to mitzvos. Mitzvos fundamentally are not bound by time. They exist beyond, in a different realm. The fishem einam tachas zman. They don't exist within, under the rubric of zman. But ein pulim betmua shemimena hazman. The fi medrekas chashivusam pulasam blizman. They are so significant and so lofty that they are beyond time. He's saying just as God is beyond time, so to mitzvos, which are Tvar Hashem or Ratzon Hashem, are also beyond time. However, we exist in time. Also we tend to understand mitzvahs as being within time. So it's a little, it's hard to understand what he's saying. He's not referring to the idea of mitzvahs, sasesha, as mangrama, and those concepts. He's talking in a much more, in a broader sense, that even those mitzvahs, everything, is beyond time because it's meant to be a bridge or a link between us who exist purely within time and Hashem who exists purely beyond time. And so the mitzvos, while it does exist in this world, its fundamental, existence or lesson is beyond time. So let's just do this last paragraph here very quickly and we'll stop there. L'chach tziva she'ein mach mitzin es amatzah l'odia ki p'ulas Hashem yisbarach b'li zman klal. Therefore, we're told, don't allow your matzah to become chametz, and that teaches us about Hashem, that just as we strive to perform this mitzvah as much as we can outside of time, meaning matzah, we have it, we do it as quickly as we can, because that's as close as we can come to doing something beyond the rubric of time, that is kind of symbolic or an expression of the fact that Hashem is beyond time, and mitzvahs, in some, you know, lofty sense, are beyond time. And so we can't actually do it without being within time, but we can express that idea through our actions. Af mitzvot elukim shehi dvar Hashem haba liyadcha al tech metzena. So too, this, just as Hashem is beyond time, when we get this dvar Hashem, i.e. a mitzvah, we try and do it as quickly as we can, or as soon as we can, as an expression of it not being within the realm of time. Kidvar Hashem hu mutal lav lasos blizman. Excuse me, it's upon us to do it without time. Lo kmo dvarim shel chol, shehem gashmim, shehem tachas hazman mitunim. This is not like eating breakfast or doing homework, where it's fundamentally a physical act, and that is completely within time. Do them immediately. And this is what Chazal are teaching us when you're careful with their words. And if you delay in performing a mitzvah, it's as if you have forced it down into the realm of time. Even though you'll look at me and say, well, it took me 2 minutes to bench. I did a mitzvah and it took time. But in a certain sense, that act is beyond time because we're linking through that act with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's not so much the fact that that act took time, but if you delay in performing it, that itself is kind of you stating, or us stating, that it is bound by time when it's not. Tavin ki mash ein machmitzin es a matzah, that's a mitzvah inyan echad. And now we can understand that it's all the same principle, that we don't allow the matzah to become chametz, and we don't delay in performing a mitzvah, because neither of them should be within the rubric of time. Shein sham inyan zman be'elu dvarim. There's no concept of time by these items. Be'elu dvarim hem dvarim berurim me'od la'navim. And these are very clear things to those who understand. So I don't totally understand, but I understand enough to get meaning out of it. So in his other Sefer Gvuras Hashem, in Perek Lamed Vav, he explains it. He says, mitzvos are elukis. They are godly, and just as God is beyond time, so to the mitzvah, in a very fundamental way, is beyond time. I found this piece fascinating. It's a beautiful idea that I'd seen the idea of Ein Ma'avin on mitzvahs, that we don't delay in a mitzvah, and it seems, I always understood it as just a, in a much more rational sense, that it's, if I delay, that's disrespectful to the mitzvah. But by delaying, I'm kind of changing the nature of the mitzvah, or the expression of it, that it shouldn't be bound by time, because it's part of Ratzon Hashem. And delaying, you're kind of stating otherwise. All right, have a great Shabbos. Thanks for coming. Yeah.